The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
It's March 28th, and my hands are still cracked and bleeding from being dry from this winter. If you work outside, do you have any hands left? That's why I'm not going to whine about this. I'm just, because I wear gloves. I protect my hands. I've got the heavy-duty industrial-strength Gold Bond in my office. And they're still shot. If you work outside, if you work with your hands, it must just be miserable. I mean miserable. And if this isn't bad enough, my allergies are already acting up. How can that be? All right, now I'm done complaining. I am shaking up what I had planned for the show. We were going to talk about early voting hours here right now. I'm going to push that back for later in the show because Jason found a column by Jay Busby on Yahoo Sports, which is going to dovetail into something. It's actually going to take us back to a topic that we took up yesterday and advances to a topic that we didn't get to yesterday. The topic that we took up yesterday was the move to unionize college, really football players of the moment, but I think you'll see basketball. Right now we're in the NCAA tournament. Go Bucky! Anyway, these sports that yield high profits for some but don't benefit the player, I don't like the idea of unionizing, but something has to be done to better compensate these players. One of the key points that I made in that conversation yesterday was they are no longer student-athletes, they're athlete-students. And that being an athlete is a priority for most NCAA schools that have successful sports programs, basketball and football. I stand by that. There's a scandal, I mean, this has been known for some time, that there's these phony baloney classes where athletes get an A or a B to shore up their otherwise horrible grade point average in quote-unquote real classes. This, in this particular story, and again, Jay Busby has this at Yahoo Sports. Let me just read a little bit of this. There's a paper that a student submitted that got an A-. And that's really all the student needed, a student-athlete or athlete-student, to get an A in the course. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is one of our nation's finest universities, ranking 30th in the latest U.S. News and World Report list of top schools and 8th on Forbes' list of top public colleges. And that bit of drivel above earned an A-. He's referring to a screenshot that he has of the paper that this kid wrote. Why? Simple. That paper was written by an athlete for a class specifically designed to keep them moving through the university. Athletes couldn't write a paper. Mary Willingham, a specialist in the school's learning support system turned whistleblower, told ESPN. They couldn't write a paragraph. They couldn't write a sentence yet. She said that some of the students were reading at second or third grade level, which is considered illiterate for a college-age student, second or third grade level. Yet they're admitted to a fine academic institution because of their athletic proclivities. And imagine if you use the word proclivity with one of these players. As Willingham notes, I mean, just think, asking them, do you have proclivities? No, man, I'm careful. I take precautions. As Willingham notes, that's a pretty good line, you have to admit. In the AFAM classes, players are notching A's and B's, but in actual classes, such as biology and econ, they're getting D's and F's. But that balances out your GPA. Here's his kid's term paper. It's a final paper. It's one paragraph long. Rosa Parks, my story. On the evening of December, that's all it says. On the evening of December, Rosa Parks decided that she was going to sit in the white people section on the bus in Montgomery, Alabama. During this time, blacks had to give up their seats to whites when more whites got on the bus. Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat. Her and the bus driver began to talk, and the conversation went like this. "Let me have those front seats," said the driver. She didn't get up and told the driver that she was tired of giving her seat to white people. "I'm going to have you arrested," said the driver. "You may do that," Rosa Parks responded. Two white policemen came in, and Rosa Parks asked them, "Why do you all push us around?" The police officer replied and said, "I don't know, but the law is the law, and you're under arrest." That paper got an A- at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. If my daughter was in the fourth grade when she wrote that, I would have been ashamed. Absolutely ashamed. Here's the part of what's going on with these athlete students. Well, here's more of what Busby says. That paper doesn't even make it six words before its first error. The actual date of Rosa Parks' bus incident was December 1st, 1955. And the rest of the paper would make a fourth grade language arts teacher burn through two red pens. One of the key arguments of the NCAA and its defenders, or those opposed paying players, is that the players are receiving a valuable education. Giving an A- to a paper like this shows how false that premise can be. And here's the other side of that scandal. This kid is taking up a seat at UNC Chapel Hill. And how many athlete students, which is now the official name we're going to use on this show, how many athlete students have second and third grade abilities? Way too damn many. This is not an anomaly. This is not an aberration. Two more words, this kid would have no idea what they meant. Now, it's not just athletes. MRC TV did a video. They went to American University, and Jason confirmed that's the school that the Badgers trounced in the first round of the tournament, right? Maybe not so much in basketball, but it does have a pretty stellar academic reputation. This is the scary part. Now, this has nothing to do with athletics. They asked a seemingly simple question. And they asked it over and over. And then they asked another question. I think this, you've watched this, right, Jason? This video, I think, illustrates what we as conservatives are up against today. It's 2 minutes and 57 seconds long, about 3 minutes long. Jason, go ahead and play the whole thing.
Hey everybody, I'm Dan Joseph with MRC TV. Today, I'm on the campus of American University. I'm going to be asking the students here some political questions, and maybe I'll throw in a pop culture question too, just to sort of throw them off guard. Let's see how they do. Can you name one person currently serving in the United States Senate?
In the Senate? This is sad. I'm in a politics course.
Not a very good one.
Did you hear that? She said she's in a politics course. And he said, oh, not a very good one. He asked, he didn't ask, name your U.S. senator. Name one U.S. senator. It gets better or worse, depending on your point of view, from here.
Can you name one person currently serving in the United States Senate?
God, this is bad.
I'm going to take a guess.
Please take a guess.
I don't even know.
Is Nancy Pelosi? No, she's Speaker of the House. No, I can't.
All right, that's okay. Can you name one person currently serving in the United States Senate?
No.
Nobody?
I won't even.
I'm trying to stay out of politics.
Yeah, so. Me too.
Probably good. Can you name one person currently serving in the U.S. Senate?
Congressman John Wright. Rayers.
I don't know, actually.
Take a guess.
Isn't Bernie Frank one?
Bernie Frank?
Frank.
There's only one Bernie in the Senate.
Bernie.
Oh, you're thinking of Barney Frank.
Barney Frank.
No, he's a congressman. He was not a congressman anymore.
All right.
I don't know, actually. Rand Paul.
Rand Paul, that's right. Can you name one person currently serving in the United States Senate?
No.
No. Do you know how many senators each state has?
Senators each state. 12.
Which one, 12 or 13?
12.
No. Do you know how many senators each state has?
Five?
Sorry.
Two.
Two.
But that's good. You were only...
No, it goes to show how much I don't know.
You were only off by 10, though. Do you know how many senators each state has?
No.
100. How many states are there?
You're cheating. And there are 100 senators.
Right.
Right. But you don't know any. Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm not big into the whole
America thing.
Yeah, I'm not big into the America
okay.
thing.
Okay. There are two from every state.
I was going to say.
Well, that's all right. What is the name of the hit song from the movie Frozen?
Let It Go.
You got it. That on the radio. But you
Let
know what song I'm talking about.
Let It Go. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I got so sick of that song. All right.
Let It Go.
I mean, you nailed that one. What is the name of the hit song from the movie Frozen?
Let It Go.
Let It Go. What is the name of the hit song from the movie Frozen?
Let It Go.
That's right. It's the name of the hit song from the movie Frozen.
Let It Go.
That's right. I slapped a kid the other day because he was singing that song. Now the cops are after me.
Now, I want to point something out. I understand that they can cherry pick in these things, and there may be a whole lot of students that knew. All right, that's entirely possible. I don't know. I don't think it matters that you can go to an American university. Actually, that's the name of that university. But if you could go to any university in America and find that many people who don't know how many U.S. senators there are and don't know and can't name one. One person came up with Rand Paul. How can you not know Harry Reid? How can you not know Mitch McConnell? Ted Cruz was crucified by the mainstream media for how long last year? And look, if you vote, and by the way, I'm not saying all of these people are liberal. I suspect they are, but I don't know that, and it really doesn't matter. You want to talk about Rush Limbaugh's low-information voter. Good God. How can you get through 12 years of school, get into college, and not know this? The hell are our schools doing? I mean, really? What are our schools doing? This is the battle that we're up against because I sincerely believe, as conservatives, the more informed voter would be a conservative voter if they're intellectually honest. And by the way, even informed liberal voters who think they're informed are usually quite misinformed of the facts and have bought into the mantra. This makes for a funny little online video. But the reality is, this is a national tragedy. Students are getting ripped off. Here's what's gotten lost completely. One of the missions of schools used to be not just to give you the fundamental skills to either go on to college or get a marketable job, but to be a civic-minded, responsible citizen. We don't teach that anymore. Instead, they're indoctrinated with liberal mantra, so they will vote, quote-unquote, the right way, as the education establishment, K through college, believes. I'm not necessarily blaming the college here, but I'm going to tell you right now. Students who are not athlete students, who go to an American institution of higher learning, that don't know there are 100 U.S. senators and can't name one of them, is every bit as shameful as an athlete student who has a second or third grade reading level. It makes public education a fraud. That's what it makes. And we are just breeding generation after generation of dullards when it comes to civic awareness and understanding the world around them. And while I came to the defense of residents in Appleton recently over a bike lane issue, the reality is that 20-year plan by the city of Appleton to create more and more and more bike lanes was 4 years old. But people don't follow politics. We who perform talk radio and you who listen to it don't realize that we're just not that big a percentage of the population. The truth is we're really not. And yeah, that's funny, but it's pathetic. It's sad. And again, I'm not saying they're all liberals. I'm not saying they all vote. That people of that age, yeah, That it's exactly right. That's what I just said. It matters. All of these idiots voted for Obama because they've been indoctrinated in college, not educated. Way before college, though. Here's what I would argue. They probably shouldn't be in college. It's just, if you, well, I said probably. I, however, think that you are guilty of abdicating your responsibility as an American citizen by making it to 18, 19, 20 years old, and that you don't know the basic workings of our government. It is shameful. It's 9:22.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.